Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. Dominic Perrottet is the new Premier of New South Wales. Victoria breaks national record with 1,763 new COVID cases. And in sport, the Socceroos lose another player for their next World Cup qualifier after a positive COVID-19 test. Peggy Giaconellos with you. Dominic Perrottet has been elected leader of the New South Wales Liberal Party and the next Premier of New South Wales. He's won a ballot against Planning Minister Rob Stokes at today's party room meeting following the resignation of outgoing Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Mr Stokes has released a statement congratulating Mr Perrottet, saying the new Premier has his full support. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says outgoing New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has more to offer politics and her state, anticipating she'll make an announcement about her future once the allegations against her are settled. Ms Berejiklian is facing an ICAC probe into her conduct. Mr Morrison told Channel 7 the decision is ultimately hers, but says she has the support of the Liberal Party.
That really is up to Gladys about what she wants to do next. And, you know, we have a proper selection process in our party. And there are many different ways that she could serve. They don't necessarily need to be in the parliament. She should know that she has tremendous support both in the Liberal Party and I think right across New South Wales for the fantastic jobs that she's done.
Let's move on to COVID news now. And Victoria has broken Australian records with the highest daily number of local cases ever recorded in any state or territory. 1,763 new cases were recorded today and four deaths, surpassing the peak of 1,599 recorded in New South Wales. It comes as Victoria's construction industry reopens after a two-week shutdown, with only vaccinated workers allowed to return to job sites. And New South Wales has recorded 608 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and a further seven deaths. It comes as the state draws closer to an easing of restrictions for fully vaccinated people next week. Let's go overseas now. And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says extra measures are being considered to prevent the misuse of shell companies for tax purposes. It comes after the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists' Pandora Papers report was released, outlining how hundreds of people, from politicians to religious leaders, have evaded paying tax. While some of the deals are legal, Ms von der Leyen says they aren't ethical.
Tax evasion and aggressive tax planning is completely unacceptable. And we have in the European Union some of the highest tax transparency standards in the world. But as we see, it's not enough. More work is needed. And that's why we will come forward with a proposal on the misuse of shell companies for tax purposes. And this will be done till the end of the year.
Ethiopian President Abiy Ahmed has vowed to implement an inclusive national dialogue platform after being sworn in for a second five-year term. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner has faced criticism over the 11-month war in the northern Tigray region. His government's decision to expel seven senior UN officials last week has also been widely condemned. Mr. Abiy labelled the war a betrayal, saying that arrogance is making the nation pay a heavy cost.
To narrow our political differences, we will have an inclusive national dialogue platform. The process will incorporate people who believe that differences can be solved on the table. It will not only be done with political elites, but also with all segments of the community. The overall process will be inclusive and led with our own local Ethiopian wisdom.
In football, defender Milos Deginic is the second Socceroos player to test positive to COVID in recent days, meaning he'll join Brad Smith in missing the next two World Cup qualifiers. Deginic will be sitting out of Australia's match against Oman and Japan after he returned the positive test in his pre-departure screening in Serbia, where he plays for Red Star. Deginic is asymptomatic. The Socceroos face Oman in the Qatari capital on October the 8th before travelling to Saitama for a match-up with Japan on October the 12th. Victories in these two matches would put Australia in a strong position to claim one of the two automatic qualification spots for the 2022 World Cup. The weather for you now around the country, a few showers about in Perth where it's 18 degrees. It's mostly fine and sunny in Adelaide. It's 19 there. In Melbourne, wind easing, a possible shower, 18 degrees. Showers increasing in Hobart, a top of 17, a cloudy 13 degrees in Canberra. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 21. It's sunny in Sydney and 23 degrees. The sunshine continues in Newcastle as well, 25. Sunny and 30 degrees in Brisbane, partly cloudy and 33 in Cairns, and much the same for Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the SBS Newsroom.